Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. The phone number, 201-332-3484. It's The Best Show. Gonna have Gail Bennington in. And it's a fun show already. It's just gonna keep staying fun. You having all right time, Mike? Yeah. Good. That's what matters to me, you having a good time. Best Show.
I sure am.
Oh, you're having a good time.
I am, yeah. I'm loving the show. It's super badass tonight.
Oh, okay. The show's super badass tonight.
Yeah.
Hold on just one second.
Sure.
I just need to set something up tech-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I just had to sort a techie thing out.
Oh, don't worry. I'm loving the show. I love being a part of it.
Now, who is this?
This is Danny in Newbridge Muse.
Hey, Danny in Newbridge Muse.
Muse, yeah.
What's up, Danny?
Well, I hope this is not uncool. I missed last week's show while it was happening, but I wanted to chime in on the topic, if that's okay.
And last week we were talking about the 25 best and 25 worst robots of all time. So what do you have? What do you have for this, Danny?
Well, my pick for best robot is the one in Star Wars that looks like a trophy that's come to life.
Okay.
What's that one called?
The one that looks like a trophy come to life. That's probably C-3PO.
I think you might be right. Let me write that down. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But you kind of you really have to write that down.
3CP. What is it?
3CPO. CP. I think it's three. No, it's C-3. 3PO.
Oh, I thought it was 3 sepia, like the color. I don't know.
He's not. Although that's a fair guess because there is kind of like a sepia tone to a lot of the things he's in.
Right. Yeah. My pick for worst robot.
Yeah.
Is the one in Star Wars that looks like an air conditioning unit that's come to life.
Uh huh.
What's that one called?
You mean like a plug-in?
Almost like a trash can.
Yeah, that's R2-D2.
No,
R2, the letter R, the number 2, the letter D, the number 2.
Say it again.
R2-D2.
Got it, okay. Well, I'm writing it down in case I want to, like, buy a mug that it's on or something.
Do you want to buy what?
Just in case I want to buy a mug or something that it's on, so I know what to ask for.
Yeah, so you can ask for an R2-D2 mug. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that so strange?
Well, I'm amazed that you're such fans of both. Well, first of all, I'm amazed that that's your least favorite one, and you want him on a mug. That's throwing me.
Well, I would give it as a joke gift to someone. Oh,
just like, can you believe how horrible this
mug
is? Right?
Yes.
Look how dumb this mug is with this.
Yes.
With the worst robot of all time on it.
Yes, and then if someone wants to get me a gift that I will like, they'll get me the 3-sepia tone.
Yeah, sure, they'd get you that one. Well, look, we did this topic last week, and everybody had a lot of different interesting opinions on their favorite and least favorite robots, and I guess that's...
Oh, hang on.
What's that?
Hang on. Hey. Yeah. Well, it was great seeing you, too. You know, I really think we did some good work in D.C. this weekend. Okay, yeah. Oh, hey, look, I have to go. I'm visiting my sick nephew, Sean. I didn't tell you about him? I know I did. Oh, my God, it's so sad. The doctors here at Newbridge Cyanide, they say it's the worst case of flagrant whooping belch they've ever seen. I know. Well, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh. Wait, who was that?
Excuse me?
Who was that?
Oh, that was Deirdre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deirdre?
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Okay, wait.
Hey. How are you? What? Me? What, Saturday? No! I was helping my brother clear all those limbs out of his yard from last week's hurricane. I told you that, didn't I? I know I did. No, it was a huge hurricane. What? Well, look, it's not me in the picture. Look, lots of guys have goatees and wear backwards baseball caps and Pearl Jam sweatshirts. And I'm sure a lot of them were at the march. Sharon, you know... I did not call you Sharon, Cheryl. No, I was about to say I was sharing some milk with the stray cat that I found. Oh, my God, he's so cute. I know, aren't you cute? Oh, my God, and she's so grateful for me having saved her. Aren't you, Cheryl? I named her after you, honey. I know, I did. Oh, hey, I gotta go. I think she's about to pee on my rug. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay,
who was that?
Excuse me?
Danny, who was that?
Did you hear that? I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. Did you hear that?
I could, yes.
Oof, well, I almost bought the farm on that one, Jesus.
What?
Well, that's what happens when you're trying to kick it with two similarly named chicks, right?
Okay. Well, I'm a little confused here.
Hmm.
Did you just tell that second woman you were talking to that you were not at the march?
Yeah.
But you said for the first woman you were talking to, was it Deirdre?
Yeah.
You said you were at the march.
Yes, uh-huh. I was, yeah. See, I marched in D.C. with Deirdre, but I was supposed to also march with Cheryl in New York, but I had a problem.
Okay, you had a problem.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hang on.
Okay, wait. What?
Yeah, this is Danny. What? No! Look, that car was in Christine's... No, you... Listen to me. That car was in Christine condition when I turned it in after you guys closed. I don't know. Maybe someone jumped over the fence and smashed it. Look, I didn't do anything. I'm not lying. I don't know what happened. Well, maybe I'll take you to court. Oh, my God.
Danny, what was that all about?
Oh, look, so, oh, my God. So, in order to make it back to New York in time to march with Cheryl...
Yeah.
I had to convince Deirdre that I needed to go back to New Jersey to tend to my sick mother.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask, is your mother sick?
Well, define sick.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, is she not well, unwell?
Oh, no.
All right.
No, and I'll tell you, but that worked fine, though. You know, and I got to leave on time. But then when I was getting close to Trenton...
Mm-hmm.
This total a-hole cut me off, and I got really, really PO'd.
Okay.
So I started tailgating him, and we ended up having like this, it was like a, you've seen Duel, right? The movie Duel?
Yeah.
It was just like that.
It's a Dennis Weaver movie.
Exactly, yeah. Him in a Hummer, and me in my Toyota Tercel.
Okay.
Up and down the turnpike, yeah, and I ended up running him off the road. But my rental car, it did sustain some pretty heavy damage. But I was able to drive it back to Hertz in Newbridge, but just barely, and I dropped it off when they were closed.
Oh, my God. Well, that sounds like a pretty serious accident. Is the driver you ran off the road okay?
Yeah.
You know, okay. Well, that's very, that was very flip, but I'm just trying to look.
Oh, he flipped, all right.
That's not what I meant, that he didn't mean that he flipped his Hummer. Look, Danny, I'm just trying to keep tabs on all of this stuff you're kind of laying out here, because you also mentioned someone named, was it Sharon?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I was supposed to have dinner with Sharon later that night in White Plains.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, I had that car trouble that I mentioned.
Yeah, car trouble. That you rammed a guy off the road and you're not sure if he's dead or alive. You know, because you're driving recklessly and in a rental car and just running somebody off the... That's not... Yeah, I might not call that car trouble, Dan.
Look, if you knock my ass out to Brad over at Hertz, I'm going to see to it that your muskrat food over in Newbridge Marsh. Uh-huh. You feel me?
Do I feel you?
Yeah.
Well, hey, let me ask you a question, tough guy.
Shoot, guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, I will, guy. Do any of these women know about each other?
Well, define no.
I don't want to keep defining the sure. Okay. Are they aware that you have relationships with the other women?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, so you're basically lying to, what was it, three women about something as important as the marches last week for just your own, like, deception and gain?
Well, you know, there are guys who present themselves a certain way, you know, on social media, yet have a very different way of living in private. And I guess I'm one of those. Is that a crime?
Well, it's not a crime, but I would just say that somebody with, like, basic morals or human decency would maybe find your behavior a little offensive.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Oh, hang on. Well, look, you listen, Robbie. You get the money when I get the money from the show you lot played last week, all right? The check ain't cleared yet, you hear me? When the money comes in, I'll get on the blower and I'll call you, all right? Yeah, goodbye.
Who is that, Danny?
Oh, that was Robbie. He's the bass player in this band that I manage. What a tool.
Uh-huh. So, I didn't know you managed a band.
Yeah, Poles.
Poles.
Yeah, P-O-L-L-S, not P-O-L-E-S.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, the other Poles suck ass. And D.
Oh, that's charming.
Yeah.
So, what were you yelling about?
Oh, well, see, I'm really close to getting these guys signed to this really, really, really cool label called Panzerfaust Records. And I got them this great showcase at Los Amigos Back Room last week.
Panzerfaust Records.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well. You know, their president, Bill Riccio, he was there to see the boys play, and he loved it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you do know that Panzerfaust Records is a white power record label, right?
No, it isn't.
No.
Where'd you hear that?
I'm 100% certain that it is.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And can I just point out how terrible your English... Is that supposed to be an English accent?
Yes!
Uh-huh. Because you sounded like... It sounded like kind of like Cary Grant. Like, it has a certain kind of that, like somebody who's not English, but is so mannered that you almost think they're English the way you do with, like, Kelsey Grammer or...
He's English!
He's not English.
But he sure is!
No, he's not, but he has that pomposity that you, that you're like, well, this guy's almost English.
No, he's English. In this, he's as English as, what's his name, David Ogden Stiers.
Yeah, he's not either. I was talking about that earlier.
Were?
Yes.
Oh.
He's not English either.
I must have been in the can.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't need to know that, but...
Okay.
Yeah, you kind of had that, but there's also like a Cockney aspect to it.
Like Cocksparrer, yeah.
Like the band Cocksparrer.
Yes!
Yeah.
Put the boot in.
Yeah.
Right?
Put him up against the wall and kill him.
That's right!
Shoot them all.
That's my credo, pretty much.
Shoot them all. Shoot them all. Put him up against the wall and kill him. Short and tall. Come on,
I love it. I think that should be emblazoned on T-shirts for all to wear.
And I think it's a great chorus for a song that is about their band trying to succeed.
That's right. they got on Top of the Pops several times.
I did not know.
You got to watch a documentary. Well, and you got to watch you got to read a book called "The Best Seat in the House: A Cocksparrer Story."
Uh huh.
Yes.
Maybe I will. I gotta say that English accent is abysmal.
Well, you listen to me, all right? I've been getting monetary and sexual perks from that accent for years.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's
horrifying.
Hey,
you know, I even got a free turkey dinner last week from this waitress because she thought I was Martin Chambers.
From the Pretenders.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you were doing
that. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello.
Well,
you listen, Bert. If you don't like how I manage the land, you can go do it yourself. But I don't think a bloke who fills boner prescriptions at Rite Aid is going to have time to do that, right? Look, I'm telling you what I told your kid, right? I pay the band after I get paid. Listen, you little sod. If you don't stop undermining my authority, I'll take it out. I'll take you out in the street and beat your ass where everyone can see it, you small town rube. Oh my God.
Okay, now who was that? Bert?
That was Bert Hawkins. That's Robbie's father.
Uh huh. From the band.
Total creep. I hate him.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, it sounds like Bert is the father of the guy you yelled at.
Yeah.
So he's probably just looking out for his kid.
Well, look, Bert needs to let me do my thing and butt out, all right? You think Peter Grant was constantly henpecked by John Paul Jones's buffoon of a father? I don't.
Yeah, I don't picture that happening, though.
I did hear, I'm sure you read these stories, about Jimmy Page's dad coming to sound checks and things and you know, trying to mix sound.
I've never heard this.
Yes, super old guy too. He thought it was a radio. He thought the band was a radio. He was so senile.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird stuff. Weird, wild stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's your Carson.
Yes, and that's what he said after Led Zeppelin played on the Tonight Show in 1974.
He said it was weird, wild stuff?
That was Led Zeppelin with Misty Mountain Hop. Weird, wild stuff.
I don't know if Led Zeppelin were on the Tonight Show.
I know they did. They were, absolutely.
Johnny Carson had a hard time with when the Association were on the show.
I know, right?
Yeah, so...
You know what he thought Windy was?
I don't even want to know.
Well, he thought it was...
I just...
Wet.
I had to bleep everything you said, except for...
You did?
Wet, yeah.
Oof, okay.
Come on, Danny. This is very troubling.
No, hold, please. I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Stevens. I tried to call today, but the dentist gave me so much Novocaine during my emergency root canal that I couldn't speak. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir, I promise. I'll be there at 9 a.m. sharp. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Stevens. Goodbye.
Oof, I birded that one.
Right. Who is Mr. Stevens?
My parole officer. Why?
Hey, you have a parole officer.
I do, yes.
What were you in jail for?
Tom, did you know it's illegal to write checks when you don't have the money in the bank to cover those checks?
Yes, of course. Everybody knows that.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, Danny, and assume that the story you told your parole officer about the emergency root canal was a lie.
Look, you call it a lie. I call it a truth augmentation.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And so I wasn't able to check in with him because I was having coffee at the Beanbag. Have you been to this place? It's that new place in East Newbridge that serves coffee in little tiny paper sacks.
No, I haven't.
Really, really messy, really dumb idea.
Seems like you have to drink your coffee very quickly.
Super quick, and it's scalding hot, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was there with, oh my God. Oh, what is her name? Come on, Danny. Becky. Becky. Great gal. What a great gal she is.
Okay. Can you not say gal?
Is that, why?
It's a really weird thing.
I hear Clint Eastwood refer to women as gals.
He's 88 years old.
And he's a good guy. I mean, he has a lot of children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's an old, old man.
Well.
So, you know, Danny, it seems like you're, like, how many people are you, like, I don't even know what you would call it. What, like, juggling? Like, how many people are you kind of juggling right now?
I don't know, 28?
So you have 28 lie-entangled stories going, right, it's like simultaneously.
No! I've got 28 truth-augmented tangled stories going on.
Uh-huh, okay.
Show me some respect.
Yeah, okay, well, I gotta say that on one hand, this is wildly offensive, but it's also very fascinating to just imagine a guy like you living this life every day. Your daily life is probably it must be so filled with just these lies and deceptions for you to keep everything straight.
It does get complex, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, just okay, well, what is a typical day like for you? Like what time do you get up?
Well, I usually get up around 10:15.
Okay, so you kind of get a late start, like, so 10:15 in the morning you get your day rolling.
No, 10:15 p.m.
Wait. 10:15 p.m.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My wife, Debbie, gets home from work around 8.
Oh. Wait, you're married?
Yeah.
Debbie is your wife.
Yes, yeah. I didn't mention that, did I?
No, you didn't mention Debbie, your wife.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, well, anyway, Debbie's a physical therapist for wounded vets.
Uh-huh.
So she's pretty beat after she fixes dinner for me and the kids and then helps them with their homework.
Uh-huh. This is like, how many kids do you have, Danny?
Three. Iggy, Danzig, and Megadeth.
Oh, those are...
What?
Iggy?
Yes.
What was the other one?
Danzig.
Danzig, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And Megadeth.
Yes.
So you kind of... You couldn't even keep it together with, like, decent music for all three of your kids' dumb names.
Those are great, great bands, great musicians.
Megadeth is great?
Yes!
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Just because he's the worst singer of the Big Four doesn't mean that you can slam him.
Yeah, he was the worst, and still is the worst singer of the Big Four.
How dare you?
What? You just said the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, he can shred circles around all of us.
Well,
yep.
Danny, what do you do for work?
Oh, I freelance. I do some consulting, but mostly I write clickbait headlines for websites like Zapped, Scorched Earth, and BuzzFaucet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Oh, I detect some condescension.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So you even call them clickbait headlines.
Look, you can act like you're above it, but chances are you've clicked on at least a few of my headlines over the years.
Okay, like what?
Oh, let me think. Where's my good ones? What happened to Ted Danson's ears? This wonder pill could fix your broken dink or make it fall off. What else? These former child hostages have aged horribly. Former MASH star's sick sex deathbed pervert confession. What else? Henry Winkler lost over 500 pounds. Here's how. 37 photos of Justin Bieber that Justin Bieber doesn't want you to not see. What else? Pants used to cost money. Now they don't. Here's why. The 15 ethnic slurs that you can get away with saying in mixed company.
Oh,
yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, so stuff like that. That one was more disgusting than the next.
No! It's real life.
It's real life. The ethnic slurs that you can get away with. In what? Was it mixed company?
Yeah, look. Do you want me to not make a living?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Those are the worst things going.
Well, look, we could argue that all night, but getting back to your question about my typical day?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, tonight's a little different, but we usually get into bed around 10. Debbie will read one of her New Age books for a bit, do a little remote healing meditation for others who are in need. Then I'll try to get some LMing going, you know, but chances of that are slim to none.
Okay, LM, is that what? Yeah, all right.
Lovemaking, sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's, calling it LMing is a little unsettling, but...
Well, I don't know what I can get away with on the air here.
Well, I appreciate you being respectful then.
Namaste.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm a very sexual being, Tom. You know, my needs in that department are both unspeakable and unquenchable.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard anyone ever say. Ever. Unspeakable and unquenchable.
Well,
I wish for you. You know what I wish for you?
What?
That you get quenched.
I always get quenched.
Just to make it stop.
No, that feeds into it. So it's, yeah, I don't want to talk about too much, but
so
I think you get the picture.
Your wife makes dinner and does homework,
yes,
for the kids, and then does some healing meditation and things. And
yes, yeah. And then I'll turn the light on around, I don't know, 10, 20 or so. I'll close my eyes for about 10 minutes or as long as it takes Debbie to fall into her, her blissful, ignorant sleep. And then I start checking my phones.
Mm-hmm. Your phones?
Yes, yeah.
Like plural?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
How many phones do you have, Danny?
Well, do you know how John Popper from Blues Traveler has that belt where he stores all his harmonicas and they're all in different keys?
Yeah, that vest he wears?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have one of those, but for all my cell phones.
Okay, I need to actually just think about this for a second.
Okay.
So it's a full vest.
Yes.
With all different pockets on it.
Yes.
And they all have different phones in each pocket.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
So you're just constantly, what, answering and phones and fielding calls?
Oh, yeah, yeah, taking calls, making calls, a lot of texting, a lot of direct messaging, Skyping, FaceTiming, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Snackchat, all of them.
All right.
I'll tell you, man, this belt gets, this vest,
yeah,
it's like a belt and a vest.
Sure.
It gets so hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly humming. I don't even want to think about how many rads this thing is shooting into my torso right now.
Yeah. Do you even sleep?
What do you mean, like, what do they call that, REM sleep?
Yeah, like actual deep sleep.
Oh, God, no, I don't think I've achieved that since, like, I don't know, 2010.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that seems really unhealthy, because that's, like, Like, people will go, literally go insane from not getting deep sleep.
Mm. Well, you know, I do take supplements.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kind of supplements are you taking?
We do not need to get into that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So not so much supplements as...
like a pick-me-up.
Sure.
Yeah.
What forms of pick-me-up come in?
Granular.
Yeah.
Any other questions about it? Like what color it is? It's white.
Okay. And how are you in... How does one ingest this?
Well, the instructions say to take it nasally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says on the prescription.
On the prescription. And when you say prescription, you mean?
Mm-hmm. My doctor, he prescribes it. His name is Rodrigo.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Rodrigo.
So, hey, but you know, in my defense, I get just as much sleep as President Trump, and he's on the fast track to become our best president since General Patton.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's indisputable.
Okay. Well, one thing that is completely disputable is that General Patton was a general and not a president.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to Google this right now because I'm enjoying our talk.
Well, Danny, let me just ask you, how on earth are you keeping all of these deceptive stories, which is I'm going to call them to show respect to you, God knows why. How are you keeping all these stories straight?
Well, Tom, I'm constantly referring to the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Bible?
Yeah.
So you read the Bible, which does not seem to jibe with your the behavior you're describing.
Oh, no, when I say the Bible is what I call Danny's giant book of truth augmentations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, let's see. Oh, crack it open.
Oh, so it's an actual book.
Let's see what's on tap for tonight. Let's go to Tuesday. Here we go. Oh, do I have a full plate? Oh, no. Oh.
What?
Tom, do you know anything about teaching eighth grade algebra?
No, I don't.
Oof. I ask because I got hired to do just that at New South Newbridge Junior High School, and I was supposed to start January 9th, but I've been making up every excuse possible to not show up and yet still get a paycheck for it.
Okay, and how did you get hired for this this teaching job in the first place?
Yeah, it's a fake resume.
Okay, I couldn't hear you there.
I used a fake resume and someone else's identity.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah, well, you know, you're just going to have to, I guess, face the music on that one tomorrow.
Nah, I'll think of something.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah.
Can I just say, Danny, there is no way that you can maintain this, keeping all these relationships going for very long, right?
Oh God, no. See, what usually happens is this: I come on super hot and heavy for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, constant texting and messaging, a few in sweatpants D pics. What? It's tasteful stuff. It's erotic, but it's tasteful. Nothing gross. You know, then the odd in person liaison. And then I disappear once either I lose interest or they start to see through my charming yet patently false veneer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And doesn't your wife ever find out about any of this?
Oof. Thankfully, Debbie, you know, she doesn't even have time to be on any kind of social media. But with her job and also her charity work with the Newbridge Coalition for the Cruelly Afflicted. Have you seen these people?
I haven't, but... Yeah. I got to say, even if she doesn't know about this, there has to be some sort of repercussions if you're doing this as much as you're doing it to as many people as you're doing it to.
Oh, my God. That's the understatement of the century. Truthfully, it has really impacted my daily life, yes.
How so?
Well, for one, I can only go to the New West Cumberland Avenue branch of Kearns Fargo Bank because of 2 years of pretty constant, pretty flagrant Teller dalliances?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Well, that sounds pretty awful.
You're telling me. I mean, I have to drive clear across town to cash Debbie's checks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, you know, it's not just Kearns Fargo. There's a slew of other local businesses I can't go to because of, you know, all the ill will I've engendered. Engendered?
Yes.
Generated.
Both. Both. Either applies.
Okay.
Like where? What businesses?
Oh, my God. Creighton's Foot Locker, Almost Fresh, Soft's Hardware, Burt's Diet Pizza, O'Shirt, Captain's Donuts, Panting for Pantsuits, Mussolini's Toy Chest. Oh, I dropped the book.
That's a heavy book.
It's big. It's a tome. It should be in the dictionary under the word tome.
Sure. It seems like the kind of book that, like, Taschen would put out.
Exactly. Yes. Passion.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Where else? Little Stinker's Dairy Nozzle, Martian Burger, Todd Rundgren. Have you been there, Todd Rundgren? It's that comedy club where the audience is on treadmills.
No, I haven't. A comedy club where the audience is... Okay, I can't even picture what that would be.
Yeah, it's fun. CD Submarine, where else? The Sandwich Rampage, Hector's Used Swimsuits, The Food Faucet, Dinglesberry's, Gene Simmons Toyota, Kurt Vile Kia, to name just a couple.
Does he own a Kia?
He does. He's a good salesman. He's on the lot. Whenever he's off the road, he's there 9 a.m.
Selling Kias.
Can you imagine? I love your impressions. Could you do Kurt Vile trying to sell me a Kia? All right, I'm walking up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is a nice one. What's the story on this?
It's a, I don't know. It's a Kia Cadenza.
Well, does it have a good safety rating?
Yeah.
All right, I have one more question, and then I'm going to buy this car. What, does it have, you know, like, can I connect my iPhone to it?
Yeah.
Sold. See, he's that good a salesman.
It seems very simple.
It's great. Uh-huh. You know, I really did think I was talking to Kurt Vile just then. Mm-hmm. You're so good at it.
And
you're so good. Everyone, that's all they talk about. All the forums I go on,
they all
just talk about how good you are at your impressions.
Oh, please.
Yes, I would love to hear you do one more, please.
I really can't, Danny.
Please.
What would you want to hear me do?
I don't know. How about, let me think for a second. What about Leonard Cohen doing a Smashing Pumpkin song?
I don't even know what that would be.
Well, try. Come on. Please?
What would you be like? I don't even know what this will be. I'm going to try.
I think we'll all be excited no matter what it is.
Okay. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my rage in a cage. Like that?
Did you put a record on?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
He never recorded that.
Wow.
I don't know how that would be a thing I could put on.
That's really good. Well, that was it as far as I'm concerned.
Well.
I loved it.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad I'm making a creep like you happy.
Hey!
What?
That hurts my feelings.
Well, you're a creep.
Well, I can't go to all these places. You know, that's bad for me.
Yeah, you got a bad thing going. You ruined your rep through town. It's not surprising.
I'll tell you, man, sometimes it's gotten so bad I have to stepfather my way out.
I don't. What do you mean by stepfather your way out?
Oh, come on. I've heard several callers take you to stepfather school over the last year.
That's why I'm very hesitant to ask. But...
Do you want me to nutshell it for you?
Yeah, please.
Well, when I realize things are going to go really horribly wrong due to my insatiable need for outside of marriage ego and sexual fulfillment, I start planting the seeds for a whole new life in a town that's at least 100 miles away.
Oh, that's... So you've done this already?
Yeah, four times.
Congratulations, Danny. I've been doing this show for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You are the biggest creep.
Wait, what? The biggest what?
The biggest creep that has ever called the show. And one caller once flew a blimp that had a town attached to it and dropped it on another town.
I think I read about that.
Yeah, you're worse than that guy.
Oh, that was not how I thought that sentence was going to end.
Well, it is. You're a bad guy.
No, I'm not. Oh, hang on.
Oh, great.
Hello? Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir? This is coming from the president, sir? Okay, yeah. I will get right on that, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who was that?
Oh, you know, I'm also the personal assistant to Press Secretary Spicer. Did I not mention that?
So, Donald Trump's press, his new press secretary, what's it, Sean Spicer?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That I is... Really?
I am, yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you, I got...
What?
This is bad news for somebody. In a few seconds, President Trump is about to launch a full-on assault of this total loser of a rabble-rousing threat to democracy who's been slandering him in some Bayonne tavern.
Oh.
Guy sounds like a real piece of work.
Oh, no. What? Mike, Mike's Twitter? What? Mike said his Twitter is blowing up.
Who's Mike?
Mike's the associate producer on this show. So that's who he went after?
He goes. He's in that tavern. He trash talks the president in that tavern.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's getting what he deserves.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's who he did it to.
Yeah.
Mike just said his phone is literally smoking.
Oh my God. Hang on.
What?
Hello.
Oh great.
Oh hi, Destiny. Of course I'm going to be there. I'm just tying up some last-minute loose ends, that's all. Yes, absolutely, yes. I will see you at the church at 9 a.m. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love you too, Snookums. Bye-bye!
Who's Destiny?
Delaware,
forgot. Okay, wait, what? Say it.
This woman in Delaware I forgot I'm getting married to tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You forgot you're getting married to someone. You're married to somebody already.
Well, look, I forgot to write it in the book, okay? I did write down my other wedding that's happening Saturday in Phoenix.
Uh-huh. Phoenix?
Yes. Yeah, her name's Brooke, and she's a tattoo artist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a favor, please?
What?
I need you to call Press Secretary Spicer tomorrow at 10 a.m. and say that I can't come in till, I don't know, March at the earliest because I got my bun severely charred helping rescue a volleyball team from a burning bus today.
No, I'm not.
Please?
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because it's a lie. I'm not getting involved in your web of deceit.
At least call my parole officer, Mr.
No.
Stevens. Please?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not getting involved in it.
You're breaking the man code!
The man...
We all take it! We all adhere to it!
No!
We turn the cheek!
No! I'm not doing it!
What's your handle on Twitter? It's...
Sharpling.
Okay.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just wouldn't want to be you at midnight tonight.
What are you doing?
You saw what happened to your buddy's
phone,
well, right?
Not my buddy, but
yeah, yours is going to burst into flames.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to catch fire to your head too.
Well, that's nice. That's
how I'm programming it. Uh-huh. Not me. It's someone else's, I'm sure.
Sure. Okay.
Well,
this is charming.
Okay.
Uh huh.
All right.
Yeah. What? What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
I think Debbie might want a divorce.
Why's that?
I don't know. You tell me. I've been a model husband.
Well, is she listening to the radio, maybe?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, man, why did I do this?
I don't know.
Will you help me, please?
You need to get help, but I'm not qualified to help you.
Will you pay for my help?
No, I'm not going to pay for your help.
Oh, maybe the ACA... Nope. Well, guess I'm going to go to Canada. And what, I don't know, because I trashed that car. Mm-hmm. Debbie won't let me have the keys. This is a disaster.
Yeah. I guess it ended up this way. I don't know. How could it have ended up this way?
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, me
I don't believe in karma either, uh-huh. So it's beyond me.
Sure.
Okay, look, I'll let you go.
Oh, okay, you've got to go now.
I do, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, you take care.
Yeah, well, best of luck to you, Danny.
Okay, well, worst of luck to you.
Well, that's sweetie to say. This is it's crashing down around you, and it's well-deserved.
Look, all I have to say to you is, bye-bye!
Oh, that was... Oh, that was almost as bad as I think the band Knots are good. Knots! I hit it wrong. Urgh, that drives me nuts. I'm supposed to... Knots! No, oh, I did it twice! I'm going to smash this computer over Mike's head. Sorry, Mike. I have no say in the matter. Knots! Oh! Hold on. Doing it all here. Studio's not here this week. That's why it's all falling apart. Mike's here. Pat's here. Martinez here. Unless he left. Is he here? Still here. Martinez's a good guy. Mike was saying it's a slight upgrade over Studio. But you know what I say to that? Not... Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best, and of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster, Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener, thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.